Grape Juice Company presents Lovely Irene Rich in Dear John.
Remember what a cute figure Anne used to have?
Yes. And you know, she'd still have a nice figure if she lost a few pounds.
Well, why doesn't she do something about it? Why doesn't she stop reducing?
Do people talk that way about you? If so, here's good news. The new Welch way of reducing requires no strict diet lists, no strenuous exercises, no drugs. And yet, intelligent, cooperative people who faithfully followed Dr. Frederick Damrow's instructions lost an average of 7 pounds a month. 7 pounds. Amazing results were sworn to before a notary public. And listen how easy it is to lose weight this proved way. Just mix 3/4 glass of Welch's grape juice with 1/4 glass water and drink before meals and at bedtime. This remarkable action follows. First, you have less desire to eat sweet, fattening foods, thus cutting down caloric intake. Second, the natural dextrose in Welch's is quickly consumed, and by this process actually helps nature consume excess fat. No drugs, no strenuous exercises, and you needn't suffer a hungry moment. So why give your friends any reason to say you're overweight? Start the easy, pleasant, proved Welch way to reduce tomorrow. And now, Book 4, Letter 49, to Dear John.
Dear John, Madame Novak, or as Niles calls his grandmother, the Empress, is one of the most unusual women I've ever had the privilege to meet. She's little, but she rules this family with a rod of iron, all except Niles, and she adores him. Elise Farnsworth, his sister, and her husband, Sir Edward, are charming. They all do everything they can to make me feel at home. And every time I even speak about going to a hotel, they all mobilize with Niles against it. Their home is lovely. I should be grateful. But, John, it's been almost 2 weeks since I arrived in London. And until today, we hadn't even found a trace of Connie. Late this afternoon, Madame Novak and I were sitting in the garden discussing the strangeness of the situation. For the earth seemed to have opened up and swallowed Connie completely. I was so discouraged.
You've just got to stop worrying about your sister, my dear. If she's still in London, Niles and Edward will find
but
her.
But it isn't fair that I should bring my troubles to your family. I really should go to a hotel.
Now, we're not going to go into all that again. We all want you to stay here with us. And I, for one, would feel quite disturbed about it if you went to a hotel.
Oh, you're all so kind. But I feel that I'm taking Niles and Sir Edward away from much more important work of their own. In these troubled times when there's so much to be done...
Tut, tut, child. We're all girded for extra work. Between you and me, we'd all gotten too soft where our own comforts were concerned. Too self-centered. Some had too much, others too little. But all that has been changed. Oh, I hope we never go back to our smug way of living.
Oh, you were never smug.
Oh, yes, I was. I was a smug and crotchety old woman. And I didn't get a lick of sense until I passed my 75th birthday.
Oh, I don't believe it.
You see, I'd been brought up to expect everything. My family had money. I married Niles' grandfather, and he had more money. Niles' father married into an even bigger fortune. We were a very smug lot until Niall's sister, Elise, married a poor man. You know what we did when she married Edward?
No.
We disowned her. He wasn't good enough.
You mean you didn't like Sir Edward when Elise married him?
He wasn't Sir Edward Farnsworth then.
Oh.
He was just a little clerk in one of our embassies. And, of course, no money. And money was the standard by which all men and things were measured. Mm. We were so barricaded behind our bank accounts that we couldn't very well see the rest of the world. But all the time, the others were as big as we were. Many of them bigger. You see, my dear, we'd been looking at them through the wrong end of our opera glasses.
What a realist you are.
We have to be, my dear. So don't worry about a little bit of extra doing on Edward's and Niles' account. And if it weren't for your worry and apprehension while the search is on, I rather think they'd enjoy it. All men are detectives at heart. And speaking of detectives, here comes one of them now.
Hello there.
You're home early, Niles.
Yes, I am. I came home to bring you some good news, Faith.
You found Connie?
No.
Oh.
But I found someone who saw your sister just a few days ago.
Oh, then she's still alive.
Yes.
Oh, but where, Niles? Where did they see her?
Well, in a pretty cheap pub. I think your worst fears will be realized, Faith, when you find her. She's drinking heavily.
Oh.
No one knows where the money's coming from to buy this stuff. She's supposed to be down and out. Every time she feels the need of liquor, she gets it.
Where did you get all this information, Niles?
Well, I had a hunch about that other pub where your friend Larry had seen her the last time he was in London, and today I ran into an old blighter who'd talk. Mm-hmm. After an hour or two of gin and careful questioning, he told me he'd seen a woman who answers your description of Connie very closely. He'd seen her a few days before in another pub, and the old hag barkeep called her Connie.
Then if it is Connie, she must be living somewhere in that awful neighborhood.
That's what Edward and I think. We've a man over there now combing the neighborhood.
Oh, Niles, I've got to find her.
I'm going to find her for you, my dearest.
Of course he is.
Giving you your heart's desire is my life's work from now on, darling.
Is that the way it is, Niles?
Haven't you guessed it?
Certainly I have.
Oh, Niles, please, please, you know it isn't that way at all. I've told you a dozen times. It can't be.
I don't hear you, darling.
And please stop calling me dearest and darling. You give people ideas.
Good. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, Madam Novak, what am I going to do with this grandson of yours?
Just what I did with his grandfather and his mother did with his father. Marry him.
But I have a fiancé.
I had one, too, when I met Niles' grandfather.
But I'm going to marry mine.
That's what I thought also. But I married Niles' grandfather.
Oh.
Hello, Niles.
Alex, where did you come from?
I came in by the south gate, saw you out here, and didn't bother having myself announced. How are you feeling today, Madam Novak?
Never felt better in my life, and I wish you'd stop asking me that.
Sorry, guess it's habit with me. Same as Niles is.
Faith, may I introduce Mrs. Alex St. John? Alex, Mrs. Chandler.
How do you do, Mrs. Chandler?
How do you do?
I hear you arrived in London 10 days ago, Niles.
Yes, we did.
We?
Yes. Faith and I crossed together.
How interesting.
Well, it was really a most uneventful trip.
With Niles on the same boat? I can't imagine that.
Well, nevertheless, it was.
Niles, you must be slipping.
I must be, Alex, because for the first time in my life, I found I'm in love, and she'll have none of me.
What am I supposed to do, weep?
You're supposed to have good manners, Alex. Miss Chandler is our guest.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know I was making Mrs. Chandler uncomfortable. Will you forgive me, Mrs. Chandler? They tell me I have a perverted sense of humor. I must remember not to use it.
Alex, sometimes I don't know whether I like you or not.
Niles is exactly like you in that respect. He's been trying to make up his mind about me for years. Haven't you, Niles? Well, I must be going. I just stopped by to see if it were really true that you were home. I couldn't believe it, you know. It's the first time you've deliberately stayed away from me, and quite naturally, I wanted to find out the reason. So happy to have met you, Mrs. Chandler.
Thank you.
I'll stop by again, Madam Novak, to see how you're feeling. Your arm, Niles. My car's over at the south gate.
Pardon me, Faith. Granny, I'll be right back.
I wouldn't be too sure of that if I were you, Niles.
Oh, but I am, Alex. I'm very sure about it.
I'm sorry, my dear. Alex was so deliberately nasty. Poor girl. She's been in love with Niles for years.
She doesn't try to disguise it, does she?
Never has. And it's made her do some very crazy things. She married to spite him. And when that didn't do any good, she divorced her husband to get Niles back.
Was Niles in love with her?
Oh, not really. But I suppose she's always thought she could wear him down.
She's beautiful. So slender and tall. I've never seen such gorgeous blonde hair.
Yes. All the beauty a man could possibly desire in one woman. Love is a strange thing. It doesn't always follow beauty alone. It's willful. It doesn't go where you will. It goes where it will. And when it comes to two people, there isn't very much anyone can do about it.
I suppose not.
Faith, forgive an old woman who's grown fond of you. But this Michael Murray, do you really love him?
Yes, I really do.
I see. Poor Niles.
I'm happy to be back in the company of two sensible women again. Now, do I dislike a bad loser?
I'm going to ask you to remember that statement one of these days, Niles.
Why?
Because I think maybe you'll be able to use it.
People who have been drinking Welch's grape juice for 30 or 40 years testify that Welch's always has the same dependably delicious flavor. Here's one reason this is true.
Welch's have developed a scientific method of controlled blending. Juice from one vintage of grapes is blended with other vintages until exactly the right flavor is attained. So the full-bodied delicious goodness of Welch's never changes.
Yes, and Welch's choose the very finest grapes grown in selected vineyards, picked at their peak of goodness.
So you see, you can depend on Welch's grape juice every time for finer, more delicious flavor. And because no water is added, Welch's is always full strength, never thin or watery. It still tastes delicious even if ice or water is added. Be sure you get genuine Welch's grape juice.
Strange, isn't it, John? How mixed up and involved our lives can become, especially when one tries so hard to keep out of entanglements. I know Alix and John thinks I'm keeping Niles away from her, but I can't go to her and say, "Listen, lady, I don't want him. He's very nice, but I'd appreciate it if you'd take him off my hands." Of course I can't do this, but I'd like to, for I know she's preparing to cause me a lot of trouble. And so, until next time, dear John, always yours, Faith.
The Welch Grape Juice Company invites you to join Miss Irene Rich and Company next week at this same hour for another chapter of Dear John. Get Movie Radio Guide magazine from your news dealer tonight for pictures of Irene Rich at play. Your announcer is Herb Allen. Listen to this recipe for a summertime thirst quencher that'll bring compliments from your guests. A distinctively delicious thirst quencher that's really in a class by itself. Here's how you make it. Mix ginger ale and Welch's grape juice, half and half. That's all. Half ginger ale and half Welch's grape juice. Serve in tall glasses with lots of ice. The sparkling tang of ginger ale, plus the wholesome, full-flavored goodness of Welch's grape juice, gives you an unusual summertime drink that'll make a real hit with guests.